Good morning. Today's Business of Food features the iconic brand formerly known as Uncle Ben's.
We all bring something different to the table. Ben's Original. We're all original recipes.
Have you seen that commercial yet? Started showing up in the last couple of weeks, part of a major media spend announcing the rebranding of Uncle Ben's Rice. It was back in 1946 when that brand of rice was named after a black farmer, and for decades, Uncle Ben's was on store shelves around the world. A smiling black man with a bow tie on the label, that portrait was modeled after a Chicago maitre d' named Frank Brown. Then, last year happened.
The worldwide attention to racial injustice after George Floyd's death.
That's Dennis Urotsky, the regional president of Mars Food North America, speaking from his corporate office on Goose Island. He says the company had already been working on a makeover for the label, but the racial reckoning last summer sped things up, and Uncle Ben's became Ben's Original. The image of the smiling black man was gone.
It's not only about the change of the name. Yeah, it's also about us really being intentional, reaching out to the underprivileged communities, creating opportunities that offer everyone a seat at the table.
And a seat at the table is the name of a $2 million scholarship fund Mars established in conjunction with the National Urban League and the United Negro College Fund for people wanting to study the culinary arts. Another $2.5 million has been set aside to improve educational and nutritional opportunities in Greenville, Mississippi, where the rice is processed and packaged. Rebranding such a big global brand was a massive job involving everybody all along the supply chain and took several months. And inside the box?
There is no change. It's the same great-tasting rice.
Dennis Urotsky of Mars Food here in Chicago. At the Chicago Board of Trade, corn was down another 8 cents. Beans fell out of the teens, down a dime. From the farm to your belly, September is National Chicken Month. That's the Business of Food on 720 WGN.